From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hurricane Patricia weakens after slamming into Mexico's west coast. The U.S. Hurricane Center said late Friday that Patricia had been downgraded from the most powerful Category 5 storm to a Category 4 storm. Weather forecasters predicted rapid weakening for Patricia on Saturday. The center said the hurricane is expected to become a tropical storm Saturday morning and a tropical depression in the afternoon. Mexico's Meteorological Service said the hurricane struck Jalisco State, about 90 kilometers from the major cargo port of Manzanillo, around 6 p.m. local time on Friday. There are so far no reports of major damage or casualties, but authorities are still checking remote areas. U.S. officials are praising the heroism of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages from certain death at the hands of the Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said at a press conference Friday that the actions of Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler may have been instrumental to the success of the rescue mission.
The sacrifice and decisive action of this courageous American in support of his comrades reminds us of the dangers that the coalition forces confront in Iraq, but also of the important assistance they provide local forces as they lead the fight against a barbaric enemy.
Pentagon officials say about 60 U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish commandos were involved in Thursday morning's raid on an Islamic State prison compound. Secretary Carter described the compound as an execution center. Officials said four hostages had been executed at the site just one day earlier. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the United States, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. After his talks in Vienna, Secretary Kerry left for Jordan, where he will meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. At the United Nations Friday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the recent unrest is profoundly troubling and what he called utterly unacceptable.
Security measures alone will not end the violence. Only by resorting a political horizon can we hope to overcome today's despair and focus on achieving long-term peace.
Ban was back in New York after an emergency visit to the region this week. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistani city, of Jacobabad on Friday night. The attack came as minority Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Also, at least one person was killed and more than 100 injured when attackers threw homemade bombs at thousands of Shiite Muslims gathered in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Police say the incident took place in Husseini Dalan, a 17th-century center of learning for Shiites in that community. At least 5 bombs were thrown, but nobody claimed responsibility for the attack. And the Kansas City Royals have advanced, that is, to Major League Baseball's World Series for the second year in a row. The Royals will face the New York Mets beginning Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals last won the championship in 1985. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.